So thank you. In fact, it's a continuation of my first talk here, but in no way I'll assume, I'll keep it absolutely independent. So I do not mention at all this center focus problem, just start with the following polynomial moment vanishing problem. So assume we have two polynomials, P of x, say complex polynomials, and Q of x. We take interval AB, it may be also in the complex plane, but also real version. But so we consider moments MK, integrals A to B, P to the power K of x, Q of x, dx. And the problem is, a moment vanishing problem is give conditions on P, Q, for this equation start to hold. Here K, 0, 1, 2, and so on. Okay, the main goal of this talk is just to explain remarkable connections of this problem with many areas in mathematics. Most of them for me are pretty surprising, and I simply cannot comment too much. For example, I'll present certain connection with the Jacobian problem, but I'll not speak about this because I cannot go, I simply don't know what's going on really. But at least I'll mention the names of people involved here. Okay. So, let me start with this specific problem. Last time I explained the role of this in center focus problem, but even without this specific relation, this looks as the most classical problem of analysis. We just ask about orthogonality of all the powers of a certain polynomial P to another polynomial Q on interval AB. So for a long time I couldn't imagine that the answer was not known. By now I'm pretty sure, because the answer now finally is known, and it's tricky. So just this problem, which sounds most classical spirit. Now, there is a more or less natural and apparent reason for these moments to vanish. It's so-called composition condition, which I also mentioned last time, but I'll rewrite it now in polynomial K. So polynomial composition condition is the following. There exist polynomials P tilde, Q tilde, and W, with W of A equal W of B, such that P of X is equal to P tilde of W of X, Q of X is equal to Q tilde of W of X, and that's it. So this polynomial composition is a condition that polynomials P and Q factorize through polynomial W, which glues together the ends of the interval. For example, if P of X is even polynomial, and Q big is always, Q big of X is integral of Q small of X, indefinite integral. So if P of X even and Q of X odd, then this condition is satisfied. We can take W of X equal to X clear, so it is satisfied on the interval minus 1, 1. X to the power 8 minus 3X to the power squared minus 1, and this is P of X, and Q of X equal to X 11 minus x satisfies this condition. And now, it's very, very easy, just change of variables. This condition implies vanishing of the moment. So we have this PCC implies vanishing of all the moments. We just perform a change of variables, and we get integration of other polynomials over closed contour. So the integrals are zero. This is apparent condition and pretty natural, which explains why this moment may vanish. By the way, let me just mention a relation to the classical moment theory. The point is like this. If we put here x, not p of x, but x itself, there are no polynomials, no functions orthogonal to all the powers of x, because they are dense by Weierstrass theorem. So it's classical moment theory, which says that if all the moments vanish, then the function is zero. But if you put here p, here is an apparent reason for this moments to vanish. And for some time, it was, and in many cases, indeed, this star is equivalent to composition condition. In some cases, it's very easy to prove. In some other cases, more difficult to prove. But for p generic, it is true. For p indecomposable, this is true. So there are many, many cases where this is true. Still, this conjecture for some time we kept it, but finally it turned out to be wrong. It is incorrect, and let me explain. First of all, I'll give a counterexample, which by Fedor Pakovich found this counterexample in 2001, and it is like this. Let's take p of x, t6. These are Chebyshev polynomials. So tm of x is cosine m arc cosine x. This example, p of x is t6 of x, q small of x is t2 of x plus t3 of x prime, the derivative, and the interval is minus square root of 3 over 2, square root of 3 over 2. So it turns out that for this choice of polynomials, star is satisfied, all the moments vanish while there are no composition. Why so? This is because Chebyshev polynomial satisfies the following remarkable composition property. Tm of Tn of x is equal to Tn of Tm and is equal to Tmn. So their composition algebra is a multiplication of integers. So you see, T2 and P satisfy composition because T6 is equal to T3 of T2. So T2 and P and T6 satisfy composition. So moments for T2 vanish. T3 and T6 satisfy composition because T6 is equal to T2 of T3. Now, this star is linear in Q. So if it is satisfied for T2 and T3 is satisfied for the sum. Still, it is not difficult to prove that this sum doesn't have a common factor. So we see that the problem is related to peculiarities of the composition algebra polynomials. So after this counterexample was found, it was already clear that we are out of the classical, of the realm of classical moment theory, because to my best knowledge, they did not consider compositions and compositional algebra. Okay. So after this counterexample was found, another conjecture came that star is equivalent to Q being equal to Q1 plus QL, each QJ satisfying composition, but maybe with different composition factors. It is just reflection of this linearity in Q and of counterexample Popovich counterexample. So this conjecture turned out to be true. It was proved about 2 years ago by Mikhail Muzhichuk and Popovich. So 2008. The proof was difficult. I cannot follow all the details because they do use some arithmetic, some finite group theory, and some representation theory over a complex and the tricky point, which I heard about this, but is that they cannot replace it by representation over rationals because the main statement used here is not true over, say, rationals, but it is true over complex. Okay, here I definitely, I will not go into this story. So this is the nature of the fact, and let me explain why I try to stress this curiosity. What are the precise reasons for all this? I like this mathematics, but there may be a reason of the following sort. In the classical qualitative theory of differential equations, in center focus problem, there exists a zoo of examples of integrability. I explained it last time. And it's very difficult to find the key to this. Still, we don't have any indication that this, what I say, may be true, but the hope is that these peculiarities may ultimately be translated into the classification of integrable cases. Not classification, but some understanding of the integrable, classical integrable cases. I still consider it very important to understand these relations and other relations which I don't mention today. Okay, this was the solution, but this solution was, in a sense, too theoretical. For 2 years we were not able to get anything new from this solution by two reasons. First of all, it was not known how many summons here may appear, and certainly nothing about the nature of these summons. Now, very, very recently, maybe 3 months ago, Popovich proved the following result. So I think this is, in a sense, the ultimate solution of this problem. So star is equivalent to the fact that a q is equal to q1 plus q2 with these properties. Only two polynomials. And moreover, they cannot be arbitrary. The common factors, composition factors W of these polynomials, I'll not write it because for those who are not familiar, it will take maybe 15 minutes to explain. I don't want to spend this. For those who know or remember some classical results of Reed, in his composition factorization appear powers z to the power n, Chebyshev polynomials tn, and some special polynomials of another of the third type of a very special structure which he introduced. So Popovich managed to show that the common factors must have the form more or less prescribed by the classical Reed theory. In contrast with this result, this is absolutely constructive, and there are already, at least I hope it's very, very recent, we already know plenty of applications of this specific result in center focus problem for Abel equation, because it's a very specific representation. It has so rigid form that it is easy to rule out or to see what is going on. So this is the status of this specific problem. Now, let me jump to absolutely different field. Olivier Mathieu conjecture in representation theory. What is the common in common that moments of exactly this type appear here and there? So the conjecture is like this. M is a compact V group. P, M finite function, which is simply polynomial in characters, non-commutative polynomial in characters of this group. So it's just a direct generalization of polynomials. And Q will be also like this. So conjecture is the following. If integrals over M, this is the standard Haar measure, P to the power K d mu of x, d mu of x, are zero for k. Here I must start with 1, because for zero it cannot be zero, unless p is, okay, k 1, 2, and so on. Then for any q, for any m finite q, integrals over m pk of x q of x d mu of x are zero for k, eventually for k sufficiently large integer. So starting with some k, these moments vanish. This is Mathieu conjecture. Okay, for a moment, the relation with the moment vanishing, okay, it's pretty clear. It is exactly the same integral. So there is a relation, and indeed, Pakovich recently got a lot of results in this spirit, but this I will not touch at all. But the main difference is that this is a multidimensional, or usually multidimensional object. We can ask it also in dimension one, and in a moment I'll explain what is going on in dimension one. But mainly this is a multidimensional problem. And remarkable, this appeared in Mathieu's paper of 1997. And remarkable, a lot of relations with dynamical system, mechanics, integrable system, whatever you want. It is mentioned in Mathieu's paper, but in particular he has shown that this his conjecture implies Jacobian conjecture. What is Jacobian conjecture? It's okay. Just that if you have a polynomial mapping of, say, Cm to Cm with Jacobian never nowhere vanishing, then it is invertible. So the inverse is also polynomial. Okay, it's a very difficult conjecture. Many people tried to prove, but so I was not able to trace to understand his proof. It is implied by very by pretty complicated cases of his conjecture. It is not enough, for example, to take commutative V group at torus. For torus, this conjecture is true. But to prove Jacobian conjecture, one has to take very complicated V groups. He specially constructed them, and I'll not go into this direction because I simply was not able to understand his construction. Now, I'm not sure what is the status of this complete conjecture today. I was told that there are counterexamples, but okay, I don't know exactly. But let me consider a commutative case. Let me consider a commutative case. M is Tn. It's a torus, so it's S1, product of the circle. Then this finite, M finite functions are just Laurent polynomials in several variables. So this conjecture was solved in 98 by Duistermat and van der Kalen. they've shown that it is true for Torah, so for commutatively groups. And let me explain this result, because it's a beautiful picture which explains something, something what is going on in this conjecture. So, in fact, one of the results is the following. Assume that f of z is Laurent polynomial. Laurent polynomial. Then, theorem is like this. If integral over S1 fk of z d phi, or which is, of course, which is equal integral over S1 fk of z dz over z, just the residue. So is equal to zero for k 1, 2, and so on, then f of z is either a polynomial in z or in z minus 1. This is the result, basic result of Duesterman and van der Kalen. It is not a difficult result. It's a pretty nice proof. They, analytic proof. They compute Cauchy integral and analyze it asymptotics, and somehow it comes pretty easily. By now, Popovich has a very serious generalization of the result, but once more, I'll not go into this direction. So this theorem says that if we have a certain Laurent polynomial such that the free term of any power of it is zero, this must be a polynomial without free term, of course. I forgot to write no free term. Either in z or in z minus 1. Now, let me explain why this is the key to a Mathieu conjecture.
What's that free term?
No constant term. No constant. So, why is this the key to Mathieu conjecture? Let's consider a Newton diagram, a support of this polynomial. So what they prove, that if this strange condition that no constant term in powers appear, if this is true, then it's polynomial either in z or in z minus 1. So here is 1, z squared, z cubed, and so on. Here 1 over z, 1 over z squared. So what they proved, that the support, under this condition, the support is either here, something like this, or on the left. And no free term, so zero is not in the support. So what happens when we take powers? It moves to, in this case, it moves to the right. So we see immediately that no free term will appear in the powers. But then, why this will imply that for any Laurent polynomial Q, eventually, it will be zero? By absolutely apparent reason, you see, the support of f to the power k goes to the right. The support of q is finite. This is support of q, all the powers which appear in our Laurent polynomial q. So we eventually go out of the support of q, so the product doesn't have residue. That's it. And they generalize it to n-dimensional situation. And the proof is very absolutely the same. The main theorem is that if a certain Laurent polynomial with several variables, the powers do not have a constant term, then the support lies in a certain, the support of this polynomial, now it's a Newton diagram in several variables, the support lies in a certain convex set which doesn't contain zero. This is the point. So if the support doesn't contain zero, if we take powers, it will go, it goes to infinity, far away from the origin, and whatever is Q, the polynomial with finite support, eventually this support of the powers comes out of the support of Q. So, and so this explains at least one case which is known of Mathieu conjecture. And this is, I like very much this reasoning, and it was recently generalized by Wenhua Zhao. I'll speak in a moment about his conjecture. So there are much more delicate results in this spirit by now by Wenhua Zhao and his co-authors. Okay. So this is Mathieu conjecture and the mysterious relation to the Jacobian conjecture. Okay, now recently Wenhua Zhao, he works in Illinois, and his field, more or less, as far as I understand, he came from the community working on Jacobian conjecture. So he somehow found, it was known for a while. Once more, I will not go try to go into the details because I don't know. That somehow Jacobian conjecture is related to some algebraic properties of powers of differential operators. So Wenhua Zhao came from this direction, somehow he related it to the following conjecture. Now, it is very similar to Mathieu conjecture, but it puts out Lie groups at all. We take omega, a compact domain in Rn. And we consider now polynomials in several variables, p of x, q of x. These are complex polynomials with real, of real variable. So this is a setting. And now his conjecture, one of his conjectures is that if integral over omega pk of x d mu of mu is positive measure. Mu is positive measure. Positivity is very important here. D mu of x is 0 for k equal 1, 2, so on. And then for any q of x, integral over omega p k of x q of x d mu of x is 0 for k eventually, for k large enough. So as you see, it's formally looks exactly as Mathieu conjecture, which I just, doesn't matter. It was written here. It's exactly the same, but now there are this very nice explanation of Durkheimer doesn't work anymore. So one can think about this conjecture, but we didn't find any apparent explanation of this besides that the mu is concentrated on zeros of p. These are the cases we have been investigating till now. Recently we started collaboration with Wenhua Zhao, and we looked at several problems of this sort. Once more, as far as I understand, he doesn't claim that this implies Jacobian conjecture, but at least it is closely related to Jacobian conjecture, and some other very nice relations with, say, multidimensional orthogonal polynomials and other algebraic equations of this sort. So let me just say that there is an interesting interplay. The composition conjecture, which I introduced here, can be generalized to several variables. I will not write it because it will take some time. So we have now generalization of this composition conjecture to several variables. It provides vanishing of all the moments, but it is not necessary. In several variables, it is not necessary for vanishing of these moments. And all this somehow starts to play in very interesting ways. The positivity of the measure mu is a very important condition because composition usually forbids this measure to be positive. Okay. So this is another relation of this topic. Now, Maybe let me go very, very shortly to signal processing. I definitely don't have time to present anything serious, but let me just explain you the approach and the relation of these two topics. So, there is a direction in signal processing. I would not say the mainstream, but pretty popular, and people working there do get good results, which is called algebraic sampling. The idea is like this. Assume we have to restore our signals from Fourier measurements or something, from radon measurements. It's a very practical problem. It's computer tomography or whatever you want. Assume that we know some algebraic models of our signals. So let's substitute the parameters of this model into equations and solve them. Very naive idea, but one can push it forward. And what is good here? That if it works, the resolution of the methods based on algebraic samplings are better than, say, for those who are familiar with compressed sensing, which is a very powerful tool recently discovered in signal processing. So we can get orders of magnitude improvement in resolution. What is bad? That we don't know that many signals do have algebraic models. And if they do have, equations we get are very complicated. It is not easy to solve. I'm not going to this direction because I have no time. Let me just give one example which presents interrelation between all the story presented earlier. Let's assume that our signal has the following form. It is a certain function concentrated on a piece of curve. Let's say our signal which we would like to detect, or picture, whatever you want, is a delta function along a curve. The curve is y is equal to f of x. And the delta function is given by so integral. This is our function psi. So integral over of any phi of xy psi of xy is equal integral of a to b f of x phi of f of x x f of x g of x dx. So we have here a measure g of f dx concentrated on this curve. So this is a delta function along the curve. So let's assume that our signal is like this. And let's assume that our measurements are moments, double moments, but of special series. M k, 1, 0, k are the integrals of y to the power k of function phi, prop function phi, yk, phi of xy, dx. Okay, just a part of the moments. It's a very realistic situation that not all the measurements are available, but only the part. But now, if you translate it, and if you look what are these moments of psi, we get m0k of psi is nothing but integral of a to b, f of x to the power k, g of x, dx. Okay? So we get this nice expressions exactly. And it is a little bit artificial, but it is an important problem. So what can I say? That if f and g satisfy this composition condition, my signal is invisible for this measurement. All the moments are zero, so we don't see it at all. So theoretically, it's very important. Let me put a kind of a disclaimer. We work on this, and not only our group, but many people believe that this approach is very important. Many people push it and work on practical applications. We do not work at this moment on really practical applications, but I believe that it is very it can bring a serious improvements over existing methods. But it is it's not today. It's a question of years still. So you see, this question of vanishing of the moments may be interpreted as a question of visibility of certain specific signals. And of course, it may be important, and it appears in less artificial examples also. Okay, so let me stop at this moment and just, as I said, the last part will be entertainment. But to make a little bit relationship of all this story, it exists. I simply don't want, I don't have time to present it. The relation is the following. It is the same idea. You will see models. Models like this. Models of human models like this. And the problem will be to fit this model, and I'll do it, hopefully, to two pictures. Why it is good, and why it is related to the story which I told. Because the point is like this. The model you will see has exactly 37 parameters. I mean, 37 kinematic parameters and hundreds of fine parameters you will see of the boundary. But mainly, it's important, 37 kinematic parameters. Usually it covers about 100,000 of pixels. So this is the point. If we are able to fit a model, we work with 37 parameters instead of 1,000 independent parameters. This is the idea. This is the idea of compressed sensing, but compressed sensing is in a kind of semi-linear method. And this method is absolutely non-linear, but it promises ultimately much better results. So, in what follows, I'll not try to interpret Fourier measurements or whatever. I start with images, and it is completely, all this is completely, for fun. But still, capturing of objects in images by parametric models is very, very important in a lot of difficult problems, including computer tomography, radar measurements, whatever you want. This relation exists. I simply don't have any time at all to discuss it in more detail. So now I switch to this to this entertainment part of the story, assuming that it works. Okay. It will take some small part. So let me use this. I'll show you a certain site. It's a site of our group at Weissman. It is photo animator Weissman. Weissman, A-C-I-L. So, okay, the site of our group. I'll use a certain login, but if anyone is interested, you don't need login. It's free access, whatever you want. Of course, I'll be very happy to get any remarks and response. Okay, now let's hope that it works. I don't know. It goes by itself. Okay. So here is this site, and I'll just do what I expect to do for anyone entering this site. So first of all, I go to the gallery. What is the aim? We would like to give a tool to very, very easy production of animation from images, from your photos. So first of all, I go to the gallery, and I have here a lot of pictures. So let me take. I really don't remember who is who. Let me try this. Oh, a sound. How to make sound on it? Was working. Okay, this is my friend Vladimir. You know him, Prof. Sound. No. Okay, actually it will work without. Okay, so I like this. I like this video clip, and so I want to start in this image video. So I go. Here this is the same story, but with models. You see, just this model shows the places where you can put your actor. Say I choose yellow actor, and then I have my red actor, but I want to create. I just want to show you. So I choose to create. So hopefully, it allows me to select my photo. So I want to start myself here, and here appears this model finally with 37 parameters. So it is what is important. It is not easy, at least for us, it was not easy to put the correct hierarchy of these parameters so on. But let me show. I have to fit it. Sorry, I was not able to. Just a moment. You believe it will work?
I think so.
Okay, yeah, let's go, because I'm in this process and it will take me.
Okay. So just don't turn this off.
Okay. Okay. So you see, I do it by steps. Let's say like this. Sorry for taking your time, but I just want to show that it is not easy even for, at least for me. But we try to make it as easy as possible. So maybe a little bit like this. The most difficult part is this fitting, fine fitting of the contours. But here we have a certain automation of this process. Let me try it at least. I hope it will work. Okay. I do it very roughly, as you see, in the hope that my poof. Okay, now I press this automatic button, and it is a lot of algorithmic work inside. Okay, let's hope that it works reasonably. Now I'll just look. There are some problems. I'll try to correct them. That's it. Let's go. Finish. So this will take just a few minutes, but it is not yet a final. No sound. Okay, maybe just volume. Something. Okay, it's better. Okay. Okay, so let's say I'm happy with this. Then I want to replace also the actor on the balcony. So I choose this violet one, and here I have a suggestion. I go back to actors, and here I have a list of I have a library on this site of celebrities. So I like this girl. Okay, I will not check it. Let's hope it works. Now I do what is a finalization, and this will take about 2 minutes, and this is not our fault. We use a certain very nice commercial animation program, which is called Anime Studio. I like it very much, besides one point. It takes a lot of time for final rendering. I don't know why, there is nothing to do, no complicated computations, but we had a lot of discussions with them, and they could not help. So the solution will be, you know, as usual, just breaking it into parallel streams. Here already 4 processors work on this, and still it is 2 minutes, but... I will not go also into details. It took us a lot of time. This project, it is not finished, of course, but it took about 5 years, and this site, we somehow we consider this site as open since 2 days ago. On November 18, it was for us officially open, so you are invited. It's still all these 4 processors continue to work hardly on this stuff. Okay, now it's ready. This is just internet transmission. That's it. Maybe I'll just show a couple of ready animations. I don't want to take your time by preparing this stuff. It is considered as a kind of, you know, greeting card, so you can put your text and yourself. No. Sorry about it. Okay, maybe it's a good time to stop. Thank you.